Good afternoon. This is Perceptions. I'm Rona Collin. It's 3:30. It's Tuesday. And you know what that means. Great fun, great conversation, great music, and just lively chat. If you want to get involved in the show, as always, you can do so. You can text us and you can get in contact with us as well via our Facebook page. As always, we're only too delighted to hear comments, thoughts and requests as well. Well, joining me on the programme today, we have Petal Pillar, who is the CEO and the Artistic Director of the Blue Teapot Theatre Company based in Galway. Very exciting stuff that they're up to. So there, she's just joining me in a matter of moments. But in the meantime, let's take some fabulous music. So joining me now on the phone, I have Petal Pillar, who is the Artistic Director of the Blue Teapot, a theatre company in Galway. Hi Petal, how are you?
Hi Ren, I'm great.
It's been a while. Have you been keeping well?
Yes, we've been keeping really well. So we got through a great summer here in Galway with the Arts Festival.
The new piece that you're doing at the moment, I've heard great reviews about it. Tell me a little bit about the new piece that you've been working on.
Yeah, well, we created a new devised piece of theatre with the title of ID, that was basically created with the Blue Teapot Acting Ensemble, of which there are 9 members, and a director called Scott Williams, who hails from the US, and Gavin Kostick of Fish Amble. And they worked together over a period of about 2 months to create a new piece of theatre which opened and ran through the Galway Arts Festival this year.
I've heard great things about it, but what kind of reception and what kind of response were you getting from the public around the new piece?
Well, it was overwhelmingly fabulous, actually. We sold out before we opened.
Which is always wonderful.
Yeah,
that's great.
Which was really lovely. And people just loved it. It was a very much a personal piece in terms of a lot of the content came directly from the actors and some of it from their lives. And it was very colourful. I think it moved people, and it had a good dose of humour in there as well. So audiences loved it, and it was also really well received in terms of critic feedback as well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, we had a great run.
And of course, Scott Wells is just an incredible artist himself. I've been lucky enough to work with Scott myself. He's amazing, isn't he?
He is. He's a brilliant guy. Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting him in London, 2003, I think it was. Mm. So yeah, just over 10 years ago, and had done a lot of work. And then when I came on board here in Blue Teapot, I thought that technique, the Meisner technique, as an acting technique, would be a great fit
Yes. Here. Yeah. So, and clearly it was. Clearly it definitely
absolutely,
was.
Absolutely. Yeah. We brought Scott over a period of a few years, with the intention in the back of my mind that he would then work on a piece with the guys. So that came to fruition this year, and it was a great thing.
Now, of course, you've also had Sanctuary, which received incredible response when you ran it, not only in Galway, but also in Dublin as well, at the Axis in Ballymun. You're going to be doing that piece again soon, aren't you?
Back by popular demand, Rona. Yes, we are. we've had a lot of people actually from all over Ireland saying, would you bring it, because it's so topical and because it did so well. And including Galway, it's something we'd really love to do. We're obviously applying for funding to get to tour it. Mm. We have a date in the town hall, which is the 24th of November. So we're going to come back for one night only to Galway.
That is going to be amazing. And as a person who has seen the piece, it's breathtaking. It really genuinely is. And it's so moving, and it's so, it just has so much heart to it. And as you say, it's very topical, and the actors are just incredible and give so much of themselves in this piece.
They really do. Mm. They really do. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, it's. I think they'd like to bring it out again, because again, it's a story of their lives and the lives of their community. Mm. So they feel very strongly about people getting to see that work. So yes, one night in Galway in November. So.
Now, for people who don't know about the Blue Teapots, you've been going for a fair bit of time by now.
Yeah, we have Blue Teapot actually started 18 years ago, within the auspices of the Brothers of Charity Services in Galway.
Mm.
And it was founded by Fiona Coffey and Claude Madec as really kind of like a place for a creative outlet for people with intellectual disability.
Mm.
At the time, there really wasn't much available. And so it started very much in a kind of community environment, and over the years has kind of grown and built. They brought in Niamh Dillon, who is my predecessor as the artistic director, and she actually founded the acting company. So in her time, she established the acting company with five people and began to devise and create work. And then when I came on, 8 years ago now,
wow.
I loved that setup, loved the community project aspect of it as well, and decided to grow the acting company to 9 people.
Wonderful.
And also established a performing arts school here, which we opened in 2010, and which is fully accredited and going great.
Well, that's what I was alluding to, actually, because I was thinking about the training that you do and the fact that it is accredited. Tell me more about that and how people, if they are interested, how they could get involved.
Okay. It is. It's a fully accredited FITAC performing arts school, and it runs over 3 years.
Mm.
And we've had one complete rollout already, and we've got the second influx of students now. If people are interested, the basic kind of premise is that they contact us, which they can do on our website, www.blueteapot.ie, and fill out an application form.
Right.
There for us, there's no, you don't need prior experience, but there does need to be a passion, a real genuine passion for the performing arts. And if somebody has that and shows an interest, because you know it's quite intensive, and there's 3 years of it, so I think people need to know that they are ready to commit full time to that.
So, absolutely.
And
so, are you taking an influx of people at the moment? Is there space available?
There aren't spaces immediately available, but what we're into our second year of a 3-year rollout.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we do say to people is please apply, because we you know, our aim is to kind of grow the amount of people that we can bring in here.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to meet people and have a preliminary chat, and just to get their foot in the door and make contact, I think it's really important.
Very important. And I suppose, as you say, you have to have a passion and a drive and a love of doing it. And of course, you want to establish communications with people and get kind of comfy with people first. So apply.
And we often invite people in to meet us here. They get a sense of what happens here. They can meet some of the students and the actors as well. And you know, get a genuine taste of whether they think it's a good place for them to come and spend 3 years.
Perfect. And so once you have finished the 3 years, what exactly is the accreditation?
The accreditation is FITAC levels 2 and 3 and moving up to 4 soon. So they come out with the equivalent of a junior cert, which some people have never achieved.
Fantastic.
And, I think that's huge for
them. That is fantastic. And of course, you have the experience of developing your art over 3 years. So you know yourself, by the time you come in as a new artist, and just and having a passion for it and then growing that passion and growing your skill, it's transformational, really.
I think so. I think that's really what underlies the ethos of the school is there is accreditation, which is great and wonderful thing, but really the purpose of it is to give emerging talent some skill set and some possibilities to grow and explore their own creativity.
Absolutely. Very, very important indeed. And as you say, it's nice to have that outlet, and it's nice to see the progression of the Blue Teapot Theatre Company over the last 18 years and where it has gone and where it will continue to grow will be very interesting indeed.
Yep.
I'm hoping to come back to see you in Galway again to see the sanctuary, because it's definitely worth a second look. And
Thank you.
Definitely. And also, I'm looking forward to seeing the other piece that you have been working on and developing with Scott. I think that's going to be amazing as well. And as I heard great reviews around it. So, Petal, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you for now. And no doubt, I have absolutely no doubt in my mind, come closer to the time of the performance of Sanctuary in Galway, we will chat more and discuss it in more detail and do some with promotions with it, no doubt.
Lovely. Thank you, Rona. That's great.
So just as a final note, Petal, people listening at home right now who may have an intellectual disability or a learning disability and they may have a passion for doing something in the arts and doing acting, what would your words of wisdom be to them and how can they get in direct contact with you?
Direct contact with us, they can either do straight over the phone, which is Galway number 091520977, or through our website, which is blueteapot.ie, and we will speak and engage with everybody. If somebody has that passion, my only guiding words of wisdom is just go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. Go after what you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally echo that sentiment. I mean, the arts is amazing and brilliant and beautiful, and it just gives you a chance to flourish, really. So why not get up and do it and go and do it and at least have fun and try, and it will be an incredible experience, I have no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Petal, thank you very, very much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, Rona. Lovely to speak with you.
I will speak to you again very, very soon. Take care, Petal. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
My thanks, as always, to Petal Piller from the Blue Teapot Company for joining me on the phone. She's an incredibly nice lady, I have to say. Always really enjoy speaking to her. And she's dead right, actually. If you're a person that is interested in getting involved in the arts and you are passionate about it and but may have very little experience, don't even worry about that. Get in contact with the Blue Teapot Company. They're based in Galway and their number is 091-520977. Again, that number is 091-520977 and get in contact with them there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed about it. Now, it's interesting that lots of great things are happening with Greater Dublin Independent Living at the moment. As you all know, I'm a disability support officer for Greater Dublin Independent Living. And we've just had a new recruit coming on to the radio show in the last number of weeks, Aaron Abbey. And very, very excited about having him on the programme as well and helping and assisting me here in the studio. And of course, over the next coming weeks, Aaron is going to be taking more things, more helm with everything and more control. And we'll be doing interviews himself as well. So we'll be co-presenting, which will be very fabulous indeed. And I'm really looking forward to that. So I just wanted to welcome Aaron on board because it's lovely to have another GDIL member in the studio with me as well as myself. It's nice to have the bit of company. Now, another very exciting thing that's been happening in the last number of days is Roisin Lyons, who was representing MDI and Dublin for the Rose of Tralee at the Rose of Tralee Festival quite recently. She was absolutely fantastic and did a gorgeous and beautiful job on the night. And I will say, I thought genuinely she was a very, very worthy winner. And want to say congratulations to her and all her achievements around that. She did everybody very, very proud indeed and did raise the profile of MDI quite highly, which is very, very good. So well done to Roisin Lyons. In the meantime, let's take some more music. In the last couple of weeks, we've been covering the topic of depression quite strongly, actually, because in the last number of weeks, it was suicide prevention Awareness Week and also around depression as well. It was quite highlighted in the last number of weeks. And I really again wanted to address that issue. If you are a person that is struggling a lot around the area of depression or you might be feeling that, you know, that life really isn't worth living, please do reach out to somebody and make that connection with somebody. And if you are concerned about somebody who has signs of depression and that they're feeling quite low, there are certain signs that you can look out for. Common signs would be if a person is quite sleep deprived or they're sleep deprived or their sleeping pattern has been disrupted. If they're not eating very, very well, if they've become quite isolated and are not really engaging with people anymore and are just kind of sticking to themselves, if they've been giving away very personal items and belongings belong to themselves, and also if they have no desire to talk about future plans. These are all little warning signs for people, and there are signs out there if people are feeling quite depressed or low or feeling quite suicidal. And it is something very, very important to talk about, because in the last couple of weeks, as I say, I have been addressing that issue. So do reach out to people. There are so many organisations that you can link in with. For example, the Samaritans are always there, and you can contact AWARE as well. And of course, Reach Out is available too. And there are so many organisations. But the most important thing is to talk to somebody that you really love, that you really trust, whether it be a family member or a good friend or a colleague, or maybe it's your priest, or maybe it's somebody else that's very, very important in your life. Maybe it's somebody of a religious, some religious orders that you want to speak to, or anybody that you feel a sense of closeness to, that you feel you could speak to. And then on the other side, if you're a person that is after having this realization about somebody in your family and you want to reach out to them and you're unsure of how to do so, just ask the question, are they okay? Take the time to listen to the response and look out for these signs and signals, and really just take the time to listen, because, you know, a listening ear can be a really healing ear. And of course, if you do want to get in contact with us to talk about any of these issues, or maybe there's another issue that you would like us to cover on the programme, we'd only be too delighted to hear from you. Again, that text number is 087-6944-500, because I'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts about future topics that maybe we could cover in future programmes. But do take the time to check out people that you might be concerned or worried about, and make sure that you link in with them. Because you know what? Between us all, connection is the most important thing, and we have to take the time to listen to each other and to support each other, because you know what? That's what we're here for. In the meantime, here's some more music. Joining me now by phone, I have Anita Matthews from the Irish Wheelchair Association. Hi, Anita. How are you?
I'm great, thanks, Rona. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's great to be talking to you.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me on.
Now, the Irish Wheelchair Association has been established for quite a long time. Tell our listeners a little bit about it and how it all came to be in the first place.
Sure, of course, no problem. So we were established in November 1960, and we were founded by 8 wheelchair users who saw a need for an organisation to directly represent their views and to respond to the needs of people with physical disabilities in Ireland. Our 8 founding members actually travelled to the first ever Paralympic Games, which took place in Rome. Mm. And they got a feel and a taste for what people with other forms of disabilities, and the organisations and the representative groups in their countries, how their government and the range of services that they had to assist them to live their lives as independently as possible. So they wanted to bring those ideas back to Ireland, and that's how the Irish Wheelchair Association was founded back in 1960.
And so tell me, your organisation, I mean the Irish Wheelchair Association, provides so many different types of services to support people with disabilities. Tell me a little bit about the services you provide.
Sure. So we have, like you said, we provide a wide range of services that are all intended to support independent living and improve quality of life for our members. So the largest of our services is the assisted living service, and that provides the one-to-one personal support to an individual in their home, their workplace, school, college, or their local community. Mm. We also have 57 resource and outreach centres nationwide. Mm-hmm. They're really the hub of the local community for our members. And from there, we provide educational opportunities, holidays, trips, excursions, a range of programmes such as computer classes, horticultural classes. And we also provide driving assessment and tuition as well.
So it's quite varied, isn't it? It really is.
Yeah, there's a whole range for people of all ages. So we have a lot of young members involved in sport, and they've become involved at a very, very young age through either sports here in Clontarf, where we have the sports hall and gym, and a range of teams would travel here to train on a weekly basis. So we have the wheelchair rugby team who would train here, basketball teams would train here, and then we have local centre sports, so where our members can take part in things like boccia or archery.
And going back to the main hub of what the Irish Wheelchair Association does, of course, you provide PA services for some of your service for your service users. And how does that process work?
Yeah, sure. So we, it's the what we call the assisted living service. So basically, we have based in each centre. In we have presence in every county in Ireland, I should say first. And from our local centres, an assisted living service coordinator would meet with the person with the disability and discuss their individual requirements, their needs, and how much assistance they would like or what they would like the assistance for. So as I said earlier, it could be assistance to get to and from school and college or in the workplace, or maybe it's for social activities at the weekend. So they would have a chat with them and match them to a personal assistant. And some of this would be funded by the HSE.
Okay. And is there ever a circumstance where the person with a disability picks their own PA to suit their need?
Yes, of course. So we actually have a quite unique service, which is called the Leader Service. And this is where the person with a disability would actually recruit their own personal assistant. They would look after their timesheets. They would schedule them for working hours. They would look after their annual leave. And they would submit their timesheets. So really that they're managing their own service. So maybe that it would be for somebody who would have been in the assisted living service for some time, are quite familiar with how the system operates and would like to take on the responsibility of recruiting their own personal assistant.
So there's the two different options really. You can either recruit your own and lead the service yourself, or and as you say, if that depends, if you've been in the service for a while and you're used to how this service works.
Exactly.
Or if you're
an Irish Wheelchair Association, the assisted living service coordinators will always be there to provide support and information and advice.
And so there are both options available. Either the coordinator can get somebody for you with your input, obviously, or else you can be self-directed and get somebody yourself, depending on the person's own need, really,
exactly.
And amount and level.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is wonderful to have the two options, really. I think that's quite important because, you know, you're promoting independent living and you're promoting equality and you're promoting self-awareness and self-governance. And so that's very, very, very important. And so some of the other things that you provide is in the area of sport. And so that's very exciting because you're always up to weird and wonderful things around that. So tell me a little bit, you mentioned boccia and you mentioned some rugby, but what other things do you provide in the area of sport?
So there, like you said, there is a whole range of sports available, and Irish Wheelchair Association is the recognised governing body for wheelchair sports in Ireland. So one campaign that we're really working hard on to promote at the moment is wheelchair basketball. So at the moment we are linking in with all the local basketball clubs that Irish Wheelchair Association has nationwide, and we're trying to encourage both people with disabilities and able-bodied people to come along and to join a team, to train, to try it out, to get to know people and to compete then in the National League. So I suppose as well we have, that would be at quite a competitive level, but like you mentioned, a boccia and archery is what we have that at a social level. So for instance here in Clontarf, we have a local bowls team. So members of the Irish Wheelchair Association participate every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon with local bowls teams, and they come to the sports hall and gym in Clontarf, and they train and they enter competitions together.
I mean, that's very exciting because you have the choice of either just doing it for leisurely and fun, or you can have the option of going for the goal and doing something much more competitive. So the options and the choices are very varied.
Yes, of course, because we have participation at all levels. So whether it's for competitive sport, juvenile sport, or then right up to elite level. And we would have a number of athletes aspiring to represent Ireland at the Paralympic Games in 2016.
And a number throughout the years have done so, and have done so very, very well. And I'm lucky to know a lot of them myself. So that's great that you, as I say, that you can do it on a local level much more for fun, or you can do it on a national level and international level and be competing. The other thing that you run that I'm very, very excited about as well is the individual kind of apartments that are offset from the main hub of IWA in Clontarf, the independent living apartments. Tell me a little bit more about them.
Sure. So we have 8 independent living units here on Blackheath Drive in Clontarf. Mm. They're named after one of our founding members, Father Leo Close. And basically they are almost transitional housing for people with disabilities who are preparing to live independently by themselves. Mm. All the residents in the Father Leo Close apartments are on the local social housing lists, so they are preparing to move into appropriate affordable accommodation over the coming years and the coming months, hopefully. So the independent living units really prepare them for everything that you need to know about running a household before they actually move into their own homes independently. So all of them are fully accessible, obviously. They have their one-bedroomed apartments, mm-hmm. and a lot of our members, as we mentioned earlier, would have personal assistants coming in and out on a regular basis to the apartments. But in addition to this, they would also have support from our staff here in Clontarf with things such as financial and household bills, cooking and other household duties.
And so they can get support around all of those things and learn about budgeting and learn out about cooking and about the day-to-day running of an apartment or of a house.
Exactly.
And so they get that level of support from me. And so the duration of time is usually about a year, year and a half?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the aim is that by the time the year and a half is up, that appropriate accommodation would be made available by the local authority. And by that time, the individual will be more than prepared to live completely independently in their own home.
That's
having
fantastic.
Learned the necessary skills through the independent living units in Clontarf.
And so, Anita, if people want to get in contact with you and were interested in applying for this, is there a very, very long waiting list?
There is a waiting list, but we do have a dedicated coordinator who looks after the independent living units and can provide information and advice to anybody who is interested initially. And his name is Declan Hamilton, mm-hmm. and you can contact him by ringing the association's headquarters here in Clontarf, and the number is 818-6400.
818-6400. I'm always intrigued and delighted and always very interested in about what IWA is doing, because you seem to be permanently moving with the times, and it's nice to see that things are diversifying and that people are able to run their own PA services if they want to, and then there's the whole independent living units, and then there's training available as well. So I must say IWA is kind of is really leading the way in a lot of this area of the independent living movement.
Yeah, and I think we're quite a unique organisation, given that we are owned and run by our 20,000 members. So all the campaigns and the initiatives that the association organises and puts into action are in direct response to our members' views, opinions and wishes. And it's what people with disabilities want from their range of services. Yeah. So, for instance, we recently launched the latest version of the assisted of the access guidelines.
Right.
So that's a publication which is aimed to improve access to the built environment. And that was, again, in response to our members' needs and the issues that they brought to our attention in regards to access to the built environment, both in urban communities and rural communities as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that publication and the information contained in that is for architects, engineers and designers. But all the information is based on issues that was brought to our attention by our members.
That's wonderful. Anita, I'm going to take my leave there and thank you very, very much for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon. And no doubt I will speak to you again very, very soon. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Rona.
Thank you. Well, my thanks to Anita Matthews from the Irish Wheelchair Association. And of course, if you do want any more information about the services that the Irish Wheelchair Association provide, you can contact them, as always, via their website. And you can contact them via 01 818 60 88. And their main switchboard number, that's to speak to Anita directly, and their main switchboard is 01 818 6400, if you want to get onto the Irish Wheelchair Association. Of course, the website as well is www.iwa.ie. And as Anita said, they provide so many different types of services, so there's bound to be something there that suits everybody's need. Thank you very, very much for taking the time to be a part of the programme today, as in that you've been listening, and I'm always delighted that you do so. Thanks as always for your company, and my thanks to my special guests today, to Petal Pillar from the Blue Teapot Theatre Company in Galway, and to Anita Matthews from the Irish Wheelchair Association. Have an absolutely wonderful week. I will talk to you again very, very soon. Next week, Andrew Reid will be taking over the airwaves in my hour, so enjoy him, and I will talk to you again on the 16th of September. Have a wonderful couple of weeks, and I will talk to you again very, very soon. This is Rona Collins signing off. Have a great week.